Well, that was a treat. That was actually a poem by Leonard Cohen, sung by Louisa Lyne. And she's coming to town. Well, she's actually already in town. I just snatched her out of a rehearsal because she's playing tonight, September 1st, 7 p.m. at Lula Lounge. It's part of the Ashkenaz Festival. Louisa Lyne, welcome to the Classical Jukebox.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
What a joy to hear Leonard Cohen sung in Yiddish. It's a famous
Yiddish,
Blue Raincoat. Can you tell us a little bit about that album of yours?
yeah, sure. I mean, this was a project we started many years ago, actually. I had this idea that Cohen's lyrics and his poems would be absolutely magical in Yiddish, since, Cohen has so many connections in his texts to Jewish heritage and Jewish tradition and Jewish history. It's all there almost. So yeah, I had this idea of this project and we started to work on it many years ago. And yeah, now it's finally coming to life.
Yeah, beautiful. But it's incredible how much you've captured so much of that spiritual quality in his work. Of course, he was an established poet before he became the singer. So you have so much wonderful juice to work with. There are themes like prayer, desire, guilt, mortality. It's all there. You grew up in Sweden and you were trained in musical theater. So where did Yiddish enter that story?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I'm from the north of Sweden originally, and then when I moved further down south, I came across Yiddish songs at a concert. This was actually more or less by chance. I had no idea what I was going to listen to, but I went to a concert and I heard these Yiddish songs being sung, and I actually thought it was the most interesting thing I ever heard. I knew very little about Yiddish or klezmer at that time. Started to, for myself, sing a few songs in my own home, just for fun. I had no sort of thought of this ever being something that someone else would want to listen to. But in Sweden at that time, there wasn't very many who knew about Yiddish or sang in Yiddish. So actually, I was requested, or I heard that you sing Yiddish songs. Could you just please sing at my friend's wedding? And these requests came in, and one thing led to another, and it sort of just grew. And after a while, I decided, well, if I'm gonna sing Yiddish songs and people are gonna pay me for it, I need to know what I'm doing. So then I started to, study the language,
Wow.
study the music,
Well,
and
as
it's
someone
just
who
been.
isn't Jewish, did you initially have some reservations about entering a,
Well, oh,
completely new
many,
tradition?
many, yeah, many. And I've been over this sort of deal, actually. Is this okay for me, to sing? Can I really do this? But I've been so very warmly welcomed to the Jewish community. And I think the key is actually if you're just doing something to honor another culture or to honor another tradition, and you're very sort of open with that. I'm not Jewish, but I really love this. This is beautiful. I would love to sing a song
Well,
for you.
Canada
And I've come.
welcomes you. We're so looking forward to tonight. It's your ensemble's also Canadian debut tonight, Yiddish a
Absolutely.
Cappella. Tell us maybe a
Yes.
little bit about the group, the production. What can we expect when we enter those doors tonight?
We have an accordionist and we have a violinist. There's cello and there's double bass. There's a guitarist and there's a pianist.
Well, it sounds
So
like
we
a
are
fine Yiddish
seven.
ensemble right there.
I know, it's a seven-piece band.
Seven piece, perfect. So I can imagine there are many factors that come into play. Do you consult with others when you read this? Like literal meaning, the rhythm of the language, and yeah.
I myself, I'm not as good of a Yiddish speaker yet, so I wouldn't sort of be able to write all of these translations also myself. So I know I've had a long list of fantastic people and Yiddishists from all over the
Wonderful.
world actually helping me
Wow.
with this.
But a kudos to you for just immersing yourself in this rich musical tradition of
Thank
the past.
you.
It is beautiful. For many people, even growing up, for many Canadian Jews, Yiddish is something almost preserved in a museum. So to see it, turned into this living contemporary art, and especially using Leonard Cohen, it, wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the styles of music. You mentioned a little bit of klezmer, and what other kind of genres are you mixing?
Well, it's a lot of sort of singer-songwriter. I mean, that's sort of the base of many of the songs already, and also the newly written ones, like a little song, a little Yiddish folks lead. And from there, we add on, you know, with these beautiful string arrangements.
Oh, nice.
And we try to use sort of, our starting point is always the little song.
The little song, melody, folks little lead. Song. Yeah. I like that.
And then you sort of try to grow from there.
Well, how do you feel? How does your ensemble feel bringing this program to Montreal on Sunday, now Toronto tonight? Of course, Cohen's hometown this weekend. So what's the feeling among the band?
That was a dream come true. Our tour is actually a dream come true because, yeah, as you said, we visited Montreal a couple of days ago, and then we actually had the great honor of being welcomed into the Char, which is sort of Cohen's congregation. So we went actually to Leonard Cohen's congregation and gave them a concert there. And it was so, that was a very special moment, of course, for us. We were very humbled by that. Then just sort of directly off now to Toronto for the first time. I've never been here before.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And everyone is so much looking forward to tonight. Ashkenaz, sort of a very well-known festival.
It is.
In the entire world, heard much about it, even in Sweden. So to be here is fantastic. It's an honor.
Wonderful to have you. And just final question, after spending so much time inside Leonard Cohen's words, of course, we have our beloved melodies we play on the jukebox. Of course, Hallelujah comes to mind. But he reportedly filled notebooks with many, many drafts. He was a practicing Buddhist, but never abandoned Jewish identity. So is there something maybe you understand about him now that you're doing this project that you didn't maybe before?
Many things, I would say. I've learned so much about him than I knew before. But especially, I'm very fascinated over how many resemblances and connections to his Jewish upbringing, you know, you can find in almost all poems and all texts. I mean, I didn't know how to look for them before, but now when I know what I'm looking for, I see them very clearly. And this, I think, it's just wonderful.
Very innovative. Just all the best. Enjoy Canada, your upcoming tour, your concert tonight. Just wonderful to connect with you here on for our
Thank
listeners.
You.
Louisa, all the best to you on this great project. We look forward to watching it grow, new albums being released.
Yes.
So congratulations on a very unique sound in exploring Yiddish culture. Louisa is performing tonight with the Yiddish Kapelya Band, and that is at 7 p.m. at Lula Lounge. You can find out more details at ashkenaz.ca. That's ashkenaz.ca. Celebrating global Jewish culture through the arts.